everybody. Welcome to the Trying to Conceive podcast, where we talk about everything trying to conceive, pregnancy, and more. And today we are talking to a wonderful woman who is sharing her story about finding out she's unexpectedly pregnant. And I feel like this is a really important conversation because I think finding out that you're pregnant unexpectedly at a young age, like teens, is something that's actually more represented in our culture. We have TV shows like Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant. And then I also think traditionally when we know somebody is in their 20s or 30s, 40s, and they're pregnant and they're in a relationship, that's also talked about. But I feel like there's a huge group of people who find out unexpectedly that they're pregnant in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and they're kind of placed in a unique position because on the one hand, they might be in a more stable time in their life, you know, they're no longer in high school or college, but at the same time, they weren't planning on this pregnancy and they weren't expecting to get pregnant, and they might not be in a position where that feels like the best thing for them to do in their life at that moment. So I really liked hearing Jackie's story. She was very honest and just shared about her own experience, and I hope that you enjoy this show.
All right, so I'm 31. I turned 31 in December. I teach preschool in Dover. Before I got pregnant, I was just single and just going out and just living my life and not thinking about any of this stuff. And obviously, like when I got pregnant, like everything shifted and changed, and it's focused on the baby now.
So how did you find out that you were pregnant?
I was like probably like 4 days late, which my period's kind of irregular anyway, so I didn't think much of it. And I was cramping, so I just thought it was coming, and like I had like all the obvious like symptoms before, like I get my period. But I was having like a kind of like a pain in my side. So I went to my doctor, and like they were just like, oh, like when was your last period? And since I was late, they just like automatically like, oh, let's just have you pee in a cup, it's not a big deal. Did not think about it at all. And then they came back in the room and told me I was pregnant. And I just bawled my eyes out. I think I scared the nurse for like a good like 20 minutes because I just did not expect that at all. Like it was probably the last thing that I thought was going to happen when I went in there.
I can't even imagine. So like, what did you do at the doctor? Like what questions do you ask? Like how do you even begin to process that if you're not expecting it?
I asked how, first of all, which I knew how, but I was just like, just in such shock because I just never, like I was careful. I was on the pill. And I guess what happened was I had a sinus infection probably like a few weeks before that, like 3 weeks before that. And I was on antibiotics, and I knew that like it could kind of like counteract the birth control, but I thought that it was only for the time that you were on the antibiotics. So apparently it's not, just to warn everybody that it stays in your system for a while and it can cancel out your birth control. So that was my what they think is what happened with me. Cause I was very like careful. I took my birth control every single day, the exact same time, everything.
Wow. So yeah. Then I can imagine your shock if you know that you're using protection and then it still happens. And of course, like there's always a chance, but oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So how were you feeling like immediately after, and then like at what point did it kind of start to turn for you towards excitement? How did that process go?
So I waited like a day or two to tell the dad just because I wanted to clear my own head first and didn't want to be, and I wanted to know like how I felt about it without. So, like obviously his opinion is just as important, but I want to know how I felt about it myself. We were like best friends. We had dated before, but weren't dating at the time. And I wanted to see, like, I wanted my head to be clear. So I took a day and I talked to my mom and like obviously my sister. And then I went and told him, and he took it probably better than I did. Obviously was scared, but then like a few days following that, like he obviously had questions like, how's this going to work? Like, don't you want to like the hard questions that you don't want to think about, like, how are we going to do this separately? Like what's going to happen with the baby? How are we going to split time? Like child support, like all these big questions that were super overwhelming and I wasn't ready for. But once he came around and was like, okay, we're going to be okay, we'll figure this out, I started to calm down a little bit and was like, okay, I'm 31. I'm not like, I kind of keep like taking it out of my head. I'm not, I'm not in high school. Like, I'm an adult. Things happen. Like, I've always wanted to be a mom. It might not be the way that I thought it was going to happen, but it's still, like, so great. And, like, and I'm super happy, but it, like I said, like, it was scary for a few weeks. I probably didn't feel, like, better because, of course, like, I found out when I was, like, literally 10 days pregnant. So it was, like, super, super, super early, and they wouldn't even see me for an ultrasound. So I had to wait for my 6-week appointment, and my sister came with me. And so, like, once I saw the baby there, it was, like, kind of like, okay, well, like, he's in, like, the baby's in there. It's okay. Like, things are going well. They told me things looked good, but, like, 12 weeks is the, like, the safer zone. So then probably until, like, 6 to 12 weeks, I was kind of, like, I didn't want to get attached because I got scared that, like, something would happen. I was just, like, okay, well, what if something happens? I didn't want to feel, like, this feeling of, like, disappointment and, like, I guess my feelings were just kind of all over the place. Like, I'd wake up one day and be like, I'm so happy. I can't, like, I'm super excited. And then the next day I'd be like, I'm going to be a mom alone. I'm going to be a single parent. Like, how am I going to do this? I live with my sister and her boyfriend. And we have, like, a 3-bedroom, which is fine. But, like, it's very overwhelming to think about doing it on your own. Even if you have, like, somebody like the dad who's supportive and, like, wanted to be there, but not to have that, like, that family that I thought I was going to have is like, sad. And it, like, so I struggled with that a lot, but now we're going to be living together. Things are great. We're dating again. And, like, things have, like, worked out so well that it's kind of all fallen into place. Like, after the 12-week appointment and, like, I got to see him moving and in the ultrasound and everything like that. That's when everything shifted. I was like, okay, things were perfect. And things with the dad took a turn and we're doing so well. And everything's kind of falling into place and, like, happening the way, like, I wanted it to. So it's made it a lot easier and less scary.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit of a spiritual person, and I always think it's cool when I hear stories where, like, the odds were stacked against you. Like, you're on birth control, you were single at the time, but then it's like these humans get, like, this tiny little window and they get there and they, so it's like, it just makes me feel like it's really meant to be, especially when it's, like, stories like that. And of course it's, you know, every situation is completely different, but it sounds like this is going to be a really good thing for you.
Yeah. And, like, I think about it now too. And, like, at the time, like, the past, like, few months, like, I felt like, not like before I got pregnant, like, I felt, like, kind of lost. And, like, I was so sick of dating and just, like, I was, like, thinking, I'm like, I had these conversations with my mom. Like, I don't know if this is ever going to happen for me. Like, I've tried dating everybody that I know, and it's like, I've tried the dating apps and, like, things just weren't working out. And it was just like, I kind of had it in my head that, like, maybe, like, marriage and kids weren't going to be in the cards for me. Like, I always, like, I just remember, like, being in, like high school, being like, I'm going to be married by the time I'm 25. I'm going to have a baby. And, like, it's going to be this, like, perfect little thing. And then, like, now to be like, I turned 31 and was like, maybe it's just not going to happen for me. Like, because of course that I'm such a planner. I was like, I have to meet somebody. I have to date for, like, a couple of years, get married, like, be married, like, then have a baby. It's like, I'm going to be like, I was like, when's this going to happen for me? So I kind of, like, took that off the table for myself for a little bit. And to now, like, have it is like, and I think about it, I'm like, everything kind of works out the way it's supposed to. And, like the dad and I, like I said, like, we've dated before, and, like, I've always, like, just loved him. And, like, he's great and super supportive. He's my best friend. And to now, like, have this bring us together and to kind of be, like, the thing that, like, that did bring us together is, like, is kind of great. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a beautiful story. I'm sure it was so hard, and I really can't imagine, like, how much stress that must have been, not only, like, for your mental state, but then, like, you have all these hormones rushing through your body that are different and adding a level of that you're not used to. So it's just a lot, and I'm glad that they're getting easier.
Yeah. So things, and it's a boy. So I found out it was a boy probably, like, 3 weeks ago. So it's like, everything's becoming very real now. And I have a lot of time on my hands to, like, without being in work because of the coronavirus, to, like, plan and just to kind of take care of myself and slow down a little bit. It's been, like, as much as this whole entire thing's been crazy, like, the break has been nice just to kind of slow down and, like, focus on myself and, like, get, like, into, like, better, like, habits, because I felt like before I was still trying to, like, run everywhere and do everything. And now it's taught me to, like, slow down and just kind of be for a little bit. So it's definitely helped everything.
And how far along are you?
I'm almost 17 weeks.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. That's good.
What has been the hardest part about being pregnant physically?
So I've always had like anxiety, and I've been on medication. I've been on Celexa for anxiety. My doctors took me off of it when I was pregnant. So dealing with like you said, like all the hormones and changes and this, like just the over, like the natural overwhelming feelings about being pregnant. That was kind of hard to adjust to at first, just being off my medicine, trying to like, to find ways to deal with my anxiety that obviously like I haven't had to deal with for a while because my medicine kind of fixed all those. That was kind of hard, but it's kind of weird because once you get out of the first trimester, I feel like the hormones kind of level out and it kind of fills the holes of like where like in like the medicine was filling. They, like my doctor said to me, sometimes pregnancy is like a natural like anti like anxiety medication, which is very weird because like I have had zero anxiety the past like month about, especially with like everything going on. Like I typically would be like freaking out. I've had no anxiety at all. I have this like weird sense of like calmness. But the other thing other than that is just the like the overwhelming exhaustion. It's not like me at all. I am like on the go all the time, like have my hands in everything. And like being so tired and run down has been hard because I can't do everything that I want to do all the time. I have to take it easy because my body's telling me that it's tired, it needs to rest, and I need to listen to it, which has been hard. But it's definitely getting better now that I'm getting further along. But at first, I like 11 o'clock would come at work, and I work with kids, so I would just like barely be able to keep my eyes open. I would just be counting down the hours so I can go home, and I'm not a napper, taking a nap every single day, just trying to like make it until bedtime. So that was kind of hard. That's about it. Like I didn't have any morning sickness, which was, I was very lucky. The typical like hormonal headaches, things like that. But I would just say that like the exhaustion was probably like the biggest thing I noticed.
That's really cool about the hormones filling in for anxiety. I'd never heard that, but I did hear, and I don't know if this is true. This was like a Facebook article, so it could be false. But it said that if you are pregnant with a boy, somehow their DNA leaves an imprint, which helps prevent you, the mother, from getting Alzheimer's later in life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
So he's helping you out in there.
That's pretty good.
So how did you end up telling his family and like your extended family and friends? How did that go?
So obviously I told my best friends right away just because like I had to, cause I can't hide that from them, especially like our wine nights. I was like, it couldn't partake in. So it was kind of like a dead giveaway, but I told my family pretty much right away. I actually had my mom tell my dad because I was scared and he was fine. Like he knows I'm an adult and stuff like that, but have to tell your parents that like I said, like, I know I'm not like 16, but at the same time, I felt like I felt like embarrassed to have to tell them this, which is kind of sucks, but I mean, they were both really good about it. He told his family. I've only met his family briefly, like once. So he told his family, and I guess they took it okay. I mean, obviously they have questions and it's like the shock and stuff like that. But like at the end of the day, they're getting a grandchild. Everybody's getting a grandchild out of this, so it's very exciting. Siblings were very excited. Mine were. Everybody's taking it really well, actually. I'm thinking of it. Nobody was really like, people were like shocked, but were very supportive. So I was very lucky with that. Like nobody made me feel bad or like embarrassed or anything like that, which was very helpful. I think most of it was built up in my head with telling people. So like I kind of got scared about that kind of stuff. Like people were going to be judging me and things like that. But like I said, most of that was built up in my head. I don't think at the end of the day, anybody really cares.
So what has been the best part about being pregnant so far?
Just thinking about the baby, actually, honestly, like it's just like I think about like now that like I'm further along and stuff, like being able to pick out like stuff for the nursery and like thinking of names is very hard, and I have none. So I'm open to any and all suggestions. It's just like now that I'm feeling good and like I'm in a good place, that like being able to enjoy it has been like the best part, and like being excited finally, like for like first, like I told you, the first like few weeks, like month, it was just like back and forth emotions and just like that guilt of feeling like of feeling almost like embarrassed of my situation and not want, because like I always said, like I wanted to like always be married and like I had this plan for myself and it didn't work out that way. So like trying to get out of that mindset and like not really being able to enjoy like and like celebrate the whole thing, and now like being in a place where I can, has been like the best part. Like it's just to finally feel like relaxed and like okay, and just like I know that he's okay, and being able just to like be excited has been the best part, I think.
I'm so glad that you were able to like get to a really good place, and it sounds like you were able to get there pretty early. I mean, if it's only 17 weeks, you still have a lot of time to enjoy.
Yep, exactly. I'm very lucky that that's why I'm lucky I found out so early. She, when the doctor came in, she's like, you're literally like 10 days pregnant. I was like, oh, okay. So I've known for a really long time. So it's just, it's been like nice that like everything kind of worked itself out so early on that, like you said, like now I can enjoy it. And like, it's not, it didn't like overtake the entire pregnancy, and I don't have to have any regrets about like this, because who knows if this will happen again. Like it happened once, but it's like, who know, like who knows what the future brings. Like it was easy this time, it might not be easy next time. Like like things are great with the dad now, but I have to be like realistic too, that like things could not work out, and that's okay. Like we've decided, like either way what happens, like we're still like best friends, like we want what's best for the baby, and the fact that we're both on the same page, I think it makes that so much easier and like less overwhelming and puts less pressure on us. So it's kind of made things go like so much like smoother.
I'm so glad to hear that. So I want this podcast to be a place where people can come and listen and just know that they're not alone. Yeah. What advice would you have? Because I'm sure that there's lots of people out there who have found themselves unexpectedly pregnant. Like, what advice do you have if you could talk to them or share them a message?
I would just tell them to like, don't, like, I know I did this. Like, don't beat yourself up about your feelings. Don't like beat yourself up about being scared and like feeling lonely and just having like doubts about things and like things not going to plan, because things will fall into place. Like it is very scary and it's overwhelming, but it's also like the best thing that could ever happen to you. And it's been like totally like life-changing for me in every single way. Like it, like it's made me like emotionally, mentally like stronger. And like at the end of the day, no matter what happens, like that's like the biggest, it's been like the biggest blessing to me. So it's just, I don't, like, don't feel bad about like feeling scared. Like that's been the biggest thing, like I said, because I know for like a good like month, I'd wake up every day and like would cry and just be so scared and overwhelmed and felt guilty that like, I'm not bonding with the baby. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. This isn't how I should be feeling, but there really is no right way that you should be feeling. You could be married. Like I've talked to friends who have been married and like were trying, and then they got pregnant and they were just had the same feelings I did, of just like the overwhelming feeling of just being like, my entire life is about to change. And like, feeling like they're gonna like mourning their old life, kind of. And like, it's, you can't beat yourself up about those things, because they're very natural feelings, and it's okay to feel that way. It doesn't have to be like this perfect thing like you always plan in your head.
Totally. I totally agree with that, and I think it's really healthy to talk about it so that people know that, like, I think we all have this expectation from watching like movies and TV shows of what life should look like. And like, it's just not reality.
No, it's not. It doesn't work out like that all the time.
Have you had like food cravings or anything stereotypical yet?
No, no. And like, my appetite isn't like any different than it was at first. Like the one thing that like is kind of like, but I've always been kind of weird with, is chicken. Like I've just, anything with chicken in it, I'm kind of like, I don't really want it. But like, I was kind of like that before anyway. Like I was just picky with it, so it's nothing really new. No, I think I've heard with like boys, like nothing really changes. Like you kind of just like, it's girls that suck the life out of you, I've heard. So he's being very good to me, thank God, that like I haven't had any food, like huge food cravings or anything like that. So I tell him all the time, like if I wasn't so tired all the time, I honestly wouldn't even realize I was pregnant. And then like, I have like a tiny little bump, but it's like nothing huge yet. So it's just like, I sometimes I'm just like, have to like be mindful. I'm like, oh yeah, you're pregnant. calm down, relax.
Oh, I did want to ask about work real quick. How did you end up telling your work that you were pregnant, and what time frame did you tell them?
I told my boss pretty early on because I was supposed to go back into work after my doctor's appointment. And obviously, like, I was a wreck and kind of couldn't. So I kind of went in the next day and just talked to her about it. And like, I was going to have doctor's appointments coming up, which I didn't plan for, obviously. So I just went in and told her, and she was very supportive and really good about it. It's a Catholic preschool. So I was kind of worried about telling her, and they're super, super religious. So I did get kind of an earful from her about that kind of stuff. But they've been very good, very supportive. So it's been very positive.
Good. I'm glad.
Yes.
And actually, you're talking about baby names. There's a app. I don't know if you've seen it, but you like match baby names with your partner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's called Baby Name. And like, you can like swipe left or right on names that you like, and it'll keep a list of ones you match on.
That's good, because we can't agree on, we have not liked the same name, I don't think, at all. So that would be good.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be useful.
Yeah, I'll try that out.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I hope that you liked today's episode. I just really enjoyed her energy and hearing how she shared her story. And as always, if you would like to come on the podcast and share your own story, please email me at trying to conceive podcast@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at trying to conceive podcast. You can DM me there if you would like. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. All right. Have a great week.